Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm here in temporary studios in Florence, South Carolina. We're going to be here all day Sunday for a one-day prophecy conference with Pastor Bill Monroe. Bill and I go back a long time ago. I've been coming to the Florence Baptist Temple maybe for almost 20 years now, either every year or every other year, and we're looking forward to teaching the prophetic word of God. Man, I have to keep getting new messages. When you come back that often, you have to have something new for the people. Well, I do, and we'll be getting together at 10:30 on Sunday morning and then 6 p.m. for the evening worship service. Bring your Bibles, come study with us the prophetic word of God. Well, let me now go to the man who gives us all the detailed information about what the Palestinian media is saying, both the electronic and the print media. Itamar Marcus and his team monitor the Palestinian media, and the reason for that is they're telling their people one thing, they're telling the rest of the world something else. And so we always keep a check on the Palestinian media by going to Itamar Marcus. Itamar, thank you so much for giving us a few moments to update everybody listening to us about what the Palestinian media is saying. And let me get underway, if you will, with the fact that it's an annual event that takes place, the Palestinian Summer Camps. Now, that's a regular happening, but this year what they're doing is they're naming these summer camps after Palestinian terrorists. Is that the case, and why are they doing that, Itamar?
That's absolutely the case. Just last week, the Palestinian Authority named two different summer camps after terrorist murderers, one of them a mass murderer who was responsible for a bus hijacking, took part in a bus hijacking. 37 Israelis were killed, 12 of them children. Her name is Dalal Mughrabi, and the PLO had a Dalal Mughrabi summer camp. At the same time, in another place, they had an Omar Abu Layla summer camp. Omar Abu Layla, just a few months ago, murdered two Israelis, a father of 12, and an Israeli soldier who tried to stop the murder. And again, just within a few months, they've already named a summer camp. Now you ask, why do they do this? They're teaching their children who their role models should be. They're telling their children, these killers of Israelis should be a role model. It's the worst possible way to teach values. It's by role modeling. It's by saying, these are our heroes. And by putting terrorist murderers as the heroes, they're doing the worst damage they can to the minds of these children.
When, in fact, are they not really indoctrinating them to hate the Jewish people and honor the people who are killing the Jews today and put this in the mind of a child 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 years of age? Man, you're going to have that child for the rest of his life thinking these same thoughts.
Absolutely. These children are being taught that these are the people they are supposed to emulate. These are the people they're supposed to copy. You want to be like them. I mentioned there's a summer camp after Dalal Mughrabi, who killed 37 people. In a children's school book for fifth grade Palestinian children, they also teach that everyone should be like her. Literally, they say that she, amongst others, are heroes, and they write in the children's book, everyone wants to be like them. So this isn't new, but I think, and we at Palestinian Media Watch think, that it's much, much worse to teach through naming summer camps after terrorists, even than writing it explicitly in a school book. Because school books, sometimes children listen, sometimes they don't. They go to a summer camp, they see that this person is being honored, this person is being, something's named after them, they're getting social status. The child says, well, I want to be a hero, I want social status, I want people to name things after me. And then he decides, well, when I grow up, that's what I want to do.
In years past, Itamar, these summer camps have been used for training centers as well, training children to be able to use a weapon, to be able to understand military strategy, etc. Is that still going on in the summer camps as well?
Well, we have publicized that they've trained children to use weapons. They've trained children how to use a knife by enacting literally killing with a knife. When we publicized it, the international community expressed outrage and there was pressure on the Palestinian Authority. Now, we don't know if these things are going on today, because the Palestinian Authority is not publicizing them. That does not mean that they haven't cut them out. We fear for the worst. We haven't seen any real change in substance in Palestinian Authority messaging to its children, so we fear that they might be continuing with those same literally explicit messages of how to kill Israelis.
And people wonder how in the world the Palestinian people reject sitting down, even because of President Trump's interaction with the Israeli government and Prime Minister Netanyahu, how the Palestinian people won't even sit down and talk about the possibility of living together, coexisting in that part of the world. Just before we came on the air, Itamar, I was looking at your newsletter. And by the way, folks, you need to sign up for Itamar's newsletter. Go to palwatch.org, PALWATCH, palwatch.org, and you can sign up for the newsletter that he sends out periodically to get you informed of what's really being said by the Palestinian media. But as I said, I was looking at your latest letter, and I see the lead story was about honoring another radical Islamist, the Haj Aman al-Husseini, and this dates back to the time of the Holocaust and Adolf Hitler. I mean, you know, they're just training the people up in the wrong heroes, are they not?
Absolutely. Haj Aman al-Husseini was a Palestinian who, during World War II, because he was supported Hitler, he actually left British Mandate Palestine at the time, and he went to Berlin where he met with Hitler, and he was an associate of his. He was responsible for creating Muslim SS troops. He was wanted after the war in Yugoslavia for war crimes. He was responsible for the deaths of many, many thousands of people, including 5,000 children. A deal was being worked out where 5,000 Jewish children were going to be saved. And Haj Aman al-Husseini heard about this, and he went and intervened and asked Hitler not to release those children, and he listened to Haj Aman al-Husseini. So he was responsible for thousands and thousands of deaths, and that's the person who was honored this week as well.
My dear friends, that's the reason we bring Itamar Marcus to this broadcast table. That's the reason for his mission, and that is to inform the entire world of what the Palestinian media is really saying, what they mean, and they tell that to their people, and that only incites them to want to kill the Jewish people. Itamar, thank you so much for the service your team offers, and we'll continue to stay in touch with you. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you very much.